Greetings, Flag Ranch members and friends, and thanks for taking the time to join me for some fine points from yesterday's service and message, Our Family Business. A simple way of thinking about the word business is to think about it as whatever a person is busy doing. There's about as many businesses as there are people doing things. We often hear people say, "Stay out of my business," which means don't concern yourself with what I'm doing. Others want people to concern themselves with their business because their business is dependent on others. The boy Jesus, at the age of 12, was getting on with his father's business. Their business is the business of everyone in their family, which includes everyone who calls upon Jesus as Lord and Savior. God's going concern or business is seeking and saving his lost children. The Church of Jesus Christ was established for this business. Today, most people, including many within the church, think of and identify the church as the place where they meet or the building. But the building is not the church, but an asset used for the business of the church. But because so much of the church's business is conducted within and from that building, that without the use of the building as a meeting place, the church business is of seeking and saving the lost is all but come to a halt in some places. The current concerns for the spread of COVID-19 has caused nearly all non-essential public assemblies, including the church, to close or limit their number to 10. The church and many others must change their primary business model in order to continue to operate in this environment. One way to get around physical restrictions is to use the internet as a means to keep operating. Many businesses are using the internet to stay connected with those who are essential to and the object of their business. We too in the church must learn to do the same. Our mission and work are outside the building we meet in, but we have become content with what we do inside the building. The people who are the object of our business rarely come inside the building. It seems God is taking this imposition to force his children to rethink and imagine how to conduct our family business of seeking and saving his lost children, our brothers and sisters. Let us do what God is forcing us to do and use this situation as a way to look for new and innovative ways to reach those God has called us to reach. Many of them may never step foot inside the building. Over a lifetime, we are subject to see many changes. Let's embrace this need to change in order to keep our family business alive, thriving, and ongoing. I plan to host a church chat on Wednesday beginning at 6:30 in the church online. So spread the word and join me if you can. Remember to visit our website to see the latest news, announcement, and worship activities and opportunities. Be sure to download our mobile app on your phones and mobile devices. Don't forget to read and listen to my Sunday school preview that comes out on Thursday of this week on our Facebook page, website, and mobile app. Get a jump on Sunday school by reading the Sunday school daily Bible readings anytime and anywhere. at our website or by clicking the link. As always, remember to fear God and keep His commandments.